بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. حدیث شریف میں آیا ہے کہ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے اپنی پھوپھی صفیہ اور بیٹی فاطمہ رضی اللہ عنہما کو مخاطب کر کے فرمایا کہ اے صفیہ رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی پھوپھی اور اے فاطمہ محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی بیٹی، تم دونوں اپنے آپ کو آگ سے بچاؤ، کیونکہ میں تم کو اللہ کے ہاں کچھ کام نہیں آ سکتا. رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے تو اس آن صفیہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہم این تو اس داوتر فاطمہ رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہم that both of you must take care of yourselves. Take care of yourself and save yourself from the fire, because I will not be able to assist you. You have to take care of yourself here, and you have to do what Allah Ta'ala has ordered you to do. Do not rely upon your relationship with me, that because I'm your father, I'm the Nabi, I will be able to assist you there on the day of Qiyamah. Your salvation and your najat in akhir is dependent on your own iman and your own amal. There will be intercession, shafaat, intercession on the day of Qiyamah, but that will be only after judgment has taken place, after Allah Ta'ala has made completed hisab and kitab, judgment has taken place, and people have been assigned to go to Jannat and others to go to Jahannam, then Allah Ta'ala will grant permission to the Anbiya, to Awliya, and to others to intercede now on behalf of those who are already in Jahannam, and there may be others who are yet not in Jahannam, but Allah Ta'ala will save them now by the intercession, the shafa'at of the Anbiya and of the Awliya, etc. So the bottom line is that everyone has to make his own preparation. Allah Ta'ala sent us here in this dunya and in this for preparing ourselves, to train ourselves and to prepare ourselves for the akhirah. Abu Sa'id Khudri رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ فرماتے ہیں، چار چیزیں ایسی ہیں کہ آدمی جب ان میں زیادتی کرتا ہے تو وہ اس کی ہلاکت کا باعث ہوتی ہے. حضرت ابو سعید خدری رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ سے فور ایکٹس if a person he becomes addicted to this, he indulges excessively in this, then it utterly destroys this person. اور اسے ذلیل کرتے ہیں، یعنی disgraces him. First میں یعنی جمع، first میں is sexual relationship. They are referring not to zina, referring to a halal relationship with a wife. Now excessive indulgence in even lawful sexual relation with a wife, that is also harmful for a person. Harmful for your physical health as well, harmful for your ruh as well. Then the second thing he mentioned is shikar. Shikar means hunting. People hunt for sport. It's haram, not permissible to hunt for sport. And excuse they bring is that they will eat the meat. Not in need of the meat. Those who are dependent for their living, for their food on wild animals, they are excluded. For them is permissible. But to hunt for sport, to take life for sport, Allah Ta'ala has given animals ruh. Allah Ta'ala has given them ruh, and Allah Ta'ala has ordered that we must be kind to animals, must be merciful to animals. So it's not permissible to hunt and to fish for sport. And then they compound the cruelty in fishing by using live bait. Using live bait, using fish, these are all, these acts are haram. It destroys a person in the dunya also in the akhirah. And then jua, gambling. Person becomes addicted to gambling, is a corner, he loses himself in the, totally. Or gunah ki kasrat, an abundance of sins, utterly disgrace a person and destroy a person. Excessive indulgence in halal, it is strong discourage of the Nabi said, La yabluhul mu'minun, darajat al-muttaqin, that a mu'min will not reach, attain the status, the rank of the muttaqin, of person of taqwa. The entire Quran, from the beginning till the end, it commands taqwa. The theme of taqwa is muttaqin, taqwa, ittaqullah, from the beginning till the end of the Quran. Allah Ta'ala commands us to cultivate taqwa in us. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that a person will not reach, will not attain the status of the muttaqin, hatta la yatrukum ma'a ba'asabi hazra mimma bi ba'asum, until such time that he does not abandon permissibilities. Abandoning permissibility, he must reduce permissibilities for fear of falling into impermissibilities. When a person becomes addicted to everything which is permissible, then what happens? And he freely indulges, no, without any restraint. Just before food is halal, he just eat, he destroys his body and he destroys the ruh also. And anything which is halal, Allah Ta'ala has given a person a lot of money, he's wealthy. Now because he is wealthy, he will now go around unnecessary luxuries. He will indulge in such luxuries which are not necessary. He will change something merely because the style has changed, the fashion has changed. Now because Allah Ta'ala has given him money, you must understand that the money which he has is an amanat. It's an amanat. Allah Ta'ala has given to him, not for wasting. Every person has obligations. The obligation is not only zakat and fitrah, etc., the wajib forms of sadaqah. There are many other forms of sadaqah which are not wajib, which are not farad, but becomes necessary. Allah Ta'ala's makhluk, many old people who are suffering. So it is an obligation of the mu'min who can afford, whom Allah Ta'ala has given the amount of wealth, to spend freely on those who are really in need. So indulgence in excessive indulgence in things which are halal, what happens? The ruh becomes weak. The nafs becomes bloated and rebellious. One becomes so much addicted to the halal that when it is now time to abstain from mushtabah, that is doubtful things, and from haram, one lacks now the spiritual stamina, the ruhaniyat. One lacks now to combat the desires of the nafs. So it is necessary to train the nafs. The dunya is a training ground. Allah Ta'ala sent us here to not to lose ourselves, not to make the dunya a goal, a destination in itself. It's only a temporary life here. And it's a place where we have to train ourselves and tame our nafs and prepare ourselves for the meeting with Allah Ta'ala and for our entry into Jannah. So for that reason, there is a need to be conscious. Person must be conscious, whatever he does. Whatever you do, you think, must first think and reflect before you speak, and before you do, before you embark upon any action, think first, is this what I am about to do or what am I about to say? Firstly, is it halal or is it haram? Then if it's halal, will Allah Ta'ala be pleased with it? Is Allah Ta'ala's pleasure in this or not? Is it of benefit for me in this dunya and in the akhirah? These are issues which a mu'min has to reflect on before he does something or before he says something. واخر زمان الله